Word on Today FM.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is with us, and hopefully he's going to get you money to start the new year off by finding a way to get a tax refund for you. Do you reckon are there many people out there listening who might be entitled to a bit of tax back?
Huge numbers, Matt. Probably about 300,000 people, according to revenue figures that they give, you know, that end up in Dáil, questions all and answers. You're talking about, you know, millions of euros that goes unclaimed every year. So about 300,000 people overpay their taxes. And
see, I think a lot of people would be
4 years, Matt.
Yeah, but I say a lot of people are confused by the idea that for the vast majority of people, their PAYE is deducted by their employer. So yeah, their employer hands over every month to the revenue commissioners a sum of money equating to the tax that has to be paid. And people think that's it at the end of the year, but it's not, is it?
They don't check it, no. And revenue is trying to get us all to get involved in looking at our, what they call my account, where you can see what tax you're paying, what USC, what tax refunds you're due, what credits, etc. So you can check that everything's correct. And that's the way they're moving, and you know, and they are actually very, very helpful people to ring up if you just can't seem to do this yourself. But you can get an agent to do it, but that will cost you. They will take about 10% of your refund. Now, the rules have changed. It used to be that the agent received the money and then paid it on to you, the tax refund. That rule is changing from this year. You will have to make sure that Revenue have the proper bank accounts for you. They won't pay agents anymore because there was a scandal last year. A lot of dodgy operators set up in this country. They were using familiar names, and they set up, they weren't contactable. They were taking maybe 30% of any refund. Sometimes they weren't giving any refunds back to people at all.
Taking the lot.
So these were dodgy tax agents.
And you've handed over your personal information to these third parties who make the claim on your behalf, but who may not necessarily give you all of the refund that they've secured.
In some cases, they didn't give you any of the refund. And then they weren't contactable. They were using PO boxes. You know, some of them were involved in money laundering. It was quite a scandal, you know. And so Revenue decided, much to the displeasure of the honest tax agents here, that no tax agent is going to receive any refund.
Well, that's fair enough, I think, isn't
it? Person. So it behoves you to make sure now that your bank details are correct, that there isn't some old bank details on your account. So what you really need to do, Matt, is go in and register for my account on Revenue. You need to do that because, yeah, you might have been one of the Ulster Bank or KBC people and you've since changed bank account. But you'd also be able to see if you're getting all the credits that you're due, that, you know, if it's balancing out for you. So you register on my account. They have a video on Revenue's website to take you through it. As I say, if you ring them up to 1:30, between 9:30 and 1:30, they don't operate in the afternoon. They're really, really nice people to deal with. They will help you. My own daughters have done this and, you know, they find this stuff challenging. They don't understand it, but they found these people very nice to deal with. They will talk to you through
those. And there can be large sums of money involved, can't there?
You could be talking about 700 euros here, Matt. And you can go back 4 years. I mean,
that could be very useful in getting rid of your post-Christmas credit card bill or something, for example.
It could wipe it for a lot of people, you know. So it's well worth reviewing your tax details and putting in for the likes of medical expenses or, you know, if you've got a certain kind of mortgage, you're due back money on that. You could be rent tax credit either. You know, that's 1,000 euros for last year. They increased it in the budget and backdated it. So, you know, what person doesn't have medical expenses? We're talking about GP consultations, maternity care, any tests you've had done, any, you know, nursing home care. If you're on a special diet, Matt, like, you know, if you're a celiac or diabetes, you have diabetes, you can make a claim on that one. You know, if it's kind of medical, dental stuff that is non-routine, like such as a crown or root canal treatment, you won't get a dental test covered, but you will get the non-routine stuff covered, hearing aids. I mean, there's a whole slew of things, prescriptions. And if you can't find the receipts, you will need to have the receipts. If you can't find the receipts, the pharmacist won't thank me for this. Go into the pharmacy and ask them, can they print out your receipts? The GP the same. Now, I know they're all overwhelmed at the moment with a flu epidemic, but do try and keep the receipts.
Because there's an awful lot of things that aren't. Rent tax credit, for example, is not one that an awful lot of people are entitled to and they simply haven't claimed.
There's tiny numbers of people claiming that compared with what they thought there would be. They thought there would be about 400,000 people would claim it. Oh, it's a fraction of that, Matt. You know, any figures that come out, they're not very, I don't have any recent figures, but it's nothing like the number of people who should be claiming it. Now, there's some reluctance on the part of people in a rental situation, which is precarious. They're afraid they might be told to leave by the landlord. They don't want to ask the landlord for his details before they, you know, they need the registration for the landlord.
Well, sure, hold on. The Residential Tenancies Board requires every landlord-tenant relationship to be registered, doesn't it?
It does, Matt. Look, there's all sorts of arrangements and cash payments and stuff goes on, and people sometimes just don't want to get involved in doing this. It's a very easy one to claim, and it's €1,000 for an individual, €2,000 for a couple. Now, that won't cover a month's rent in Dublin, but it's not to be sniffed at. It's a lot of money, Matt. It's definitely worth claiming, and you know it was increased in the last budget, so it went up from 750 to 1,000 per individual. You know, so these things are just. They're there for you. The health expenses, €1 out of every 5.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions, same question from a lot of different people. Can somebody claim medical expenses as tax back and also claim money back from their health private health insurer?
Exactly. But you can only get off revenue what you haven't claimed off the health insurer, or maybe what you, you know.
So maybe, sorry, if the health insurer, say, maybe gives you 50% of the claim, can you then claim tax back on the remaining 50%?
You'll get 20% of the other 50%. Sorry to make that sound complicated, but you will.
But it's something it adds up.
It is. Look, now, it won't cover, if you have a GP medical card, obviously, you know, you're not covered. And any payments that went through the drugs payment scheme, you know, you hit a certain threshold and the state picks up the rest of it. That's not covered there. But there's still going to be, particularly for families, there's going to be a lot of expense every year on medical stuff. Just keep the receipts for 6 years. You can also claim it in real time, Matt, but you'll need to probably download an app and scan the receipts and you claim it every time then. So it's definitely worth doing. Excuse me, it's really, really worth doing.
Here's an interesting one from a listener who says they got €16,000 back before Christmas from the revenue zone calculations.
Wow. Well, they must have went back the 4 years. You can go back 4 years. I mean, they must have been seriously underpaying or overpaying their tax and had a lot of stuff they could claim back.
Another one, if you're on social welfare payments and working, will you get tax back?
I don't know. It just really depends. You know, that's probably a doubtful one. I don't know. Ring revenue, explain your situation, give them your PPS number and they will talk you through it. They are, as I say, easy to deal with. Or else go online into my account and check it there that way.
Listener says flat rate expenses have to be added each year now. They used to roll over.
I don't know about that. Mine seems to roll over. You mean, you know, that's something they've been talking about reforming for ages and they haven't, because it's very unequal. Some trades and jobs get more expenses than others. But it's something, yeah, go online and make sure if your job has flat rate expenses for it, and not all jobs have, go and make sure that's going through as well.
But those things are in place. Say, for example, if you have a job where you're required to have a work uniform, that you get an allowance, effectively a tax allowance, for actually having to make expenditures to allow you to do your job.
Exactly. It's, you know, teachers get for the cost of a uniform, musicians for their instrument, they get a certain kind of flat rate expense for that. So it's terribly skewed. There's a lot of ones there for seamen, for example. You know, merchant seamen. They go back a long way, and they've tried to update it a few times, but they're slowly updating it at the moment.
Okay, a couple of other things I want to ask you about. Something that Ian mentioned yesterday in the business news, Bank of Ireland cutting savings rates, and there's an expectation, I think, isn't it, that the other banks will follow, that any money you have in deposit, and there's a lot of money that people have in deposit, is effectively getting little or no interest.
Look at Matt, I don't know whether we're still scarred from the banking collapse, and people are just keeping money in current accounts and instant access accounts. 9 out of 10 euros that's in bank deposits or savings accounts is earning nothing, little or nothing. There's 160 billion euros in household savings and most of it is earning nothing. You could be getting 3% in the likes of PTSB, AIB and Bank of Ireland, even though they have reduced two of their fixed rate products, two of their fixed rate savings rates, their 12 month savings rate and their 18 month. But there are still good rates to be had there. So you need, if you have savings, if you're one of those lucky ones who have a few bob, make sure you tie down some fixed rate at the moment, because we have more reductions coming from the European Central Bank this year, and the banks are just going to pass that on to savers fairly quickly. In other words, they're going to cut savings interest rates.
Okay, something else I want to ask you about. Private health insurance. I think there's over 2 million people in the country private health insurance.
It's over 2 million, actually, yeah.
Over 2 million, it's about half the population.
Have health insurance. And
private health insurance, because they don't trust the public system certain things. It gets more and more expensive. Is it worth it?
It is. And about 600,000 people are renewing at the moment, this month alone. Mainly, a lot of them, VHI. And I was just writing the other day about, unannounced by the health companies, another slew of increases, like Irish Life Health, 130 of their plans are going up again. Now, they've announced multiple increases in the last while. VHI is putting up a number of its corporate plans. Lay is pushing up about 13 of its plans.
This is despite the fact that you were telling us only before Christmas about new competitors arriving in the market. I thought competition was supposed to drive prices down.
That was my hope. You know, AXA have backed this new player called Level Health. They come in here, you'd think, you'd hope, a bit of competition, that'll put manners on the others. They'll hold back from increasing their rates. Oh, I was wrong, completely wrong. They're not. They're increasing them again. The good news is, Matt, with four players there now, there's more choice. There's 350 different plans. Do not automatically renew on the plan that you're on. Ring up your health insurer, tell them what plan you're on, what your budget is, what the benefits are that you want and that you value, and ask them to include corporate plans here and say, okay, I can't afford to pay that. You must have something better. And ring this new player as well, Level Health, which is very competitive, even though they've taken away the discounts. They had discounts on two of their better plans, their more expensive plans, Plan C and Plan D. They're still very competitive. So you'll have to do a bit of work on it, but there is value to be had there, Matt. You don't have to accept an extra 500 euros for a typical family to renew this year on the same plan you were on last year. Put a bit of effort into it, and you'll get it cut down from what it was last year.
Just won't go back to on the tax issue. Listener says, I submitted a tax return for remote working and received money back, but I did not submit my medical and dental receipts. Is it too late to claim back for these? That's an interesting question, because you can go back 4 years.
If
you've made your claim for last year or the year before, if you had an incomplete claim, that had been paid, you can go back and claim for the balance of the stuff you'd forgotten to claim for.
You're absolutely right, Matt. Of course you can. And if you have the receipts, you can go and claim that, and they will facilitate you. Under law, they have to give you these refunds if you're due them, and they will.
Okay, Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. As ever, thank you very much for being with us.
The Last Word on Today FM.